And good morning to you. It's 4 minutes now after 11 o'clock. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio, and it is time for a spotlight. We're not doing a whole lot of them these days because, well, quite frankly, there haven't been a lot of performances going on, but we're going to talk about something that is kind of unique and special and an opportunity to hear some music, some classical music in particular, although the venue will be the one of your choosing, maybe not at a big concert hall, perhaps at home or in your car or out on the porch, whatever. Brett Andrews, cellist with the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra, also performs in the other regional orchestras, is on the air via Zoom with me right now. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Kermit. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing just fantastic. And you staying healthy?
Oh, yeah, as much as we can.
Yeah. So you and a very fine, well, I've known him forever as an organist, but also a very fine pianist, Robert Cruz, are doing performances, kind of a journey through the Beethoven cello sonata series. And why don't you talk a little bit about how you came up with the idea and exactly what you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, when the pandemic began, a lot of area musicians kind of had to make some choices about what we were going to do. And Robert Cruz and I had already begun talking about doing chamber music in the area and kind of starting our own little series to happen. And kind of the pandemic forced that upon us. We decided it was the best time to actually have live stream concerts where we could control exactly what we wanted. And in looking at that, I had already planned a project actually with another pianist to do all five Beethoven sonatas, as well as the three sets of variations that he wrote. These are all the works that Beethoven wrote for cello and piano. And so using this organization that we created, Cara for Chamber Music Project, was the perfect catalyst and vehicle to do this project. So what we've done is now over the time span of last month to the end of November, we are performing each of the five cello sonatas by Beethoven, as well as the variations, in little single concerts. So we did the first sonata July 22nd. And so, you know, that was a nice 25-minute, easily digestible, short, you don't have to sit around for an hour performance.
Yeah.
And now we're coming up to the second one. So tomorrow night, we will actually be performing the second sonata, the G minor sonata. Both of these sonatas, the first and the second, Beethoven wrote in his early period, before he began his symphonies, before he began the violin sonatas, actually. And so both of these pieces really give nice insight into the very beginning of Beethoven and his compositional style. And like I say, we will be also performing the rest of the pieces, which kind of encompass the entirety of Beethoven's life. So going from the first to the fifth sonata, you really encompass every compositional period that he had in his lifetime there.
So these pieces imply a certain amount of intimacy in the venues which they're going to be performed. So this, you know, where at one point in time we might have been thinking of hearing this type of thing, I don't know, in something like a small house concert or a small concert hall. In this particular case, you're doing this via the internet. So people have the opportunity to hear this, as I said earlier, wherever they choose. Talk a little bit about the method. I mean, what you're going to have to do to make this available.
Absolutely. So we've been very, very lucky that First Baptist Church has allowed us to use their chapel, Frost Chapel, to do all of our performances. Of course, because we do still want a room that has a nice acoustic sound. And so we are in there with no audience members. So we're performing directly to a camera. And we live stream these performances directly to Facebook via our Facebook page, which is the Cara for a Chamber Music Project page. That's CARREFOUR. And so they're literally live streamed from the Facebook page at the time of the concert, the next one, of course, being tomorrow night at 7. And they're free. So you can be sitting at home, you know, on your couch with a glass of tea or wine or whatever your choice, and just pull up Facebook and click on live, and we will be right there in front of you playing live as it is. We also leave our performances up on the Facebook page so you can see archive performances for a little while, about a week after that as well.
Have you noticed... as as you have left these on Facebook, that over time the number of views has gradually increased?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Of course, the live stream, it's nice. We usually have the first one, I think we had a group of about 35 people watching live. But of course, the days after that, views just went up as people shared what we were doing. And especially people in Shreveport learned that Shreveport musicians are still doing stuff.
Right, right.
We're still really trying to do what we can for the community to put things out there and really, you know, share this art with everyone.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the second sonata.
Yeah. So the first two sonatas Beethoven wrote kind of at the time when he was touring as a virtuoso pianist. So he was going through and he knew the Duport brothers were two of kind of our famous lineage of cellists in history. And so he wrote the first two sonatas for the Duport brothers, the first in F major, and then the one we're doing tomorrow, which is in G minor. They're very, like I said, early styles for Beethoven. They have a lot of the cheeky turns that Beethoven likes to do, as in like extended codas where you have about four codas in a row and he doesn't really seem, he wants to end, but he doesn't want to end.
Yes.
What's really different though, the first sonata we played has a nice long kind of symmetrical 8-bar melody that would come back and he kind of manipulates. However, the G minor sonata is really based on a motive. You know, Beethoven takes a really small thing, which he later becomes really, really involved in, a small motive. That's it. And from that one little cell, he expands and creates this large movement in that sonata. The second movement, which is the only other movement, it's only two movements, very short kind of idea, is just a really serene and joyous rondo. It's almost to the point of flippant, but not. It's as if, you know, Beethoven spends a lot of his heft in the first movement, and then you get the second movement that's kind of almost, I picture it as the closing of a musical. You know, you have just everybody comes in, says hello, and my character's been here, and then it kind of ends. It's so almost childlike.
Sure. Well, this is going to be tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, and we're doing this on Tuesday. If you review this at some other point, we're talking about Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And again, go ahead and spell out the name of the Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. It's Carrefour Chamber Music Project. That's Carrefour Chamber Music Project.
Yeah, and if you search for Carrefour Chamber Project, you will find that and be able to find the page. Well, I think it's a very cool project. It's great that you are performing classical music, even virtually. It's a live performance, and of course you're a very fine cellist, and Robert's a terrific pianist. So I'm sure it'll be a wonderful performance. And do you know yet the dates of the rest of the cycle?
Yeah, certainly. So after tomorrow night, after the August 12th, we'll do the three sets of variations on September 23rd at 7. And then we'll do the third sonata October 14th. And then we'll do the last two, the fourth and fifth, on November 18th.
Okay, great. Well, and we'll maybe come back and have another chat before the next one to kind of remind everybody that it's coming up. Meanwhile, I've been speaking with Brett Andrews, wonderful cellist from the Shreveport Symphony and other surrounding orchestras as well. And those of us who are involved in the symphony, he's the guy that rounds us all up, in charge of personnel for the orchestra. But listen, Brett, it's great speaking with you, and break a leg tomorrow's performance. And anything else you want to add?
Thank you very much, Kermit.
All right. It's great talking with you. And if you have an event coming up, perhaps virtually, and you'd like to get it mentioned on a future spotlight, be sure and get in touch with us here at Red River Radio at 800-552-8502. Brett Andrews, thanks so much.
Thank you.